This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Firefighters have made progress on a wildfire near Rifle that started on Tuesday. Some evacuation orders have been lifted. The Dry Creek Fire near the Rifle-Garfield County Airport is about 316 acres and 35% contained. It's destroyed at least one home and an outbuilding. Meanwhile, last night's storms across the Front Range dumped torrential rain on the Evergreen area, triggering flash flooding and sending Bear Creek surging more than 300 times its normal flow in just a couple of hours. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says some neighborhoods picked up an estimated 6 inches of rain. Mud and debris remain on several roads. Some park entrances have been affected, and residents have reported flooding in homes. Drivers are encouraged to avoid standing water and give cleanup crews and emergency responders plenty of room to work. U.S. Forest Service employees were in Washington, D.C. to urge Congress to fight the Trump administration's proposed reorganization. The firefighters, researchers, and union representatives argued the move will weaken the agency. Buzz Hectic from Montana says the reorganization has led to the closure of his research lab.
If we want to continue to have really good management of our forests and rangelands, this has to continue. This data cannot be lost. And once it's lost, it's going to be pretty much gone forever.
The USDA has defended the reorganization, saying it will simplify the chain of command and strengthen local partnerships. As part of the reorganization, Fort Collins is one of 6 towns that will host a Forest Service Operational Service Center. This is CPR News.